What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use. The status change of resident magistrates is one step closer to becoming law under the Judicature Resident Magistrates Amendment Act 2015. We tell you more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
Motorists who've been affected by bad gas are being encouraged to register a complaint with the Consumer Affairs Commission. Complaints must be related to petrol purchased within the last 60 days and should include the following: name, address and contact numbers, receipt of petrol purchased or date and place of purchase, a detailed report from mechanic or dealer outlining the problem and corrective action taken, photographs of the work being carried out, receipts of repairs and any other related costs. For details, contact the Consumer Affairs Commission at 906-5425, 906-8568 or send an email to info@cac.gov.jn.
The House of Representatives has passed a bill to amend the Judicature Resident Magistrates Act, paving the way for a transformation of resident magistrates' courts. The move forms part of the Justice Reform Program and aims to assist in reducing the backlog of cases and improving efficiency in the system. One of the changes to be implemented is the renaming of resident magistrates' courts to parish courts. It will also change the way we address the judicial officers of those courts, from resident magistrates to judges of the parish courts.
We have tabled the Judicature Resident Magistrates Amendment Bill 2015 to modernize the status of our resident magistrates and bringing them under the Judiciary Act so that their salary and benefits fall under the independent commission of the judiciary rather than being treated like civil servants.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. Parish judges will also be immune from liability, similar to judges of the Supreme Court.
Although established by ordinary legislation, resident magistrates differ from civil servants because they are recognized as judicial officers in Section 112 of the Constitution.
The salaries and benefits of the resident magistrates will also be reviewed periodically by the Independent Commission of the Judiciary in a similar manner to judges of the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeal. Several new posts will also be created in the Office of the Chief Justice to better coordinate administration and legal affairs. A court administration division will replace the current court management services with an advisory board chaired by the Chief Justice.
It also establishes the offices of a Chief Judge of the Parish Court and an Executive Legal Officer to the Chief Judge of the Parish Court.
Attorney General Patrick Atkinson. The Executive Legal Officer will be assigned to assist the Chief Justice, while there will be a Chief Parish Judge to provide administrative oversight for the parish judges.
The Chief Judge will be appointed by the Governor General on the advice of the Judicial Services Commission from among persons qualified to be appointed as judges of the parish court.
The amendment also requires persons to have 7 years' experience instead of the current 5 years as a practicing attorney before they can be appointed a resident magistrate.
The recognition of our magistrates as judges is long overdue. Senior resident magistrates try cases that the high courts tries in other countries, for example, like Canada, Trinidad, the Cayman, Belize, and many other jurisdictions. It is a fallacious anachronism, Mr. Speaker, to deny the magistrate the status and title as judges.
The amendment will make provision for the use of modern technology or a court reporter to record evidence and other details spoken in court and replace the use of notebooks and pens. The bill will also allow the judge the power to sanction persons who disrupt the court session, the fine for which has been set at a maximum of $500,000. Before it becomes law, the legislation will require Governor General's assent and the changes to be gazetted. We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Lorraine Mendez for producer and Dewey James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.